I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with U.S. Senator Gary Peters for a legislative update. We talked about his recent visit to Marinette Marine, but we started the conversation off about net neutrality and a vote that is hoped to be coming up in the U.S. Senate. Here's more with U.S. Senator Gary Peters.
We're going to be hopefully forcing a vote on it. We think it'll come next week, perhaps around Wednesday, to overturn a rule that basically eliminates net neutrality. Net neutrality means that everybody has equal access to the internet. And in terms of speed, for example, everybody has equal presence on the internet. Right now, because of rules that the Trump administration put in, you're going to see large corporations that will be able to basically have a premier serve in the internet. Their connections will go quicker. Their marketing will go quicker. Versus smaller businesses and individuals, and that means small businesses will have an even harder time competing with large companies in this country. And I think that certainly goes counter to what the internet was all about, which is that everybody would have equal access to it. And hopefully we'll get back to that. That's the power of the internet. It's why it's transformed so many businesses and lives, but we can't let big corporations basically take it over, and that's what will happen if we're not successful with this vote on Wednesday.
Now, why are these changes being looked at and proposed, and then what are the main issues that you have with these changes?
Well, the main issue is that everybody should have equal access to the internet. The big providers or folks that have more money shouldn't be able to buy first-tier services versus everybody else. That's the change that was put in place, and so we're very concerned that large corporations will get the fast lane and the rest of us all get the slow lane, and that's not in anybody's interest except the big corporations. And so that's why there's been a big movement all across the country. In fact, I think 87% of the American people believe that we should make sure that there's fair access to the internet. So the American people are behind it, but we're going against big corporations that obviously want something different.
Why the change? Why was this proposed in the first place?
Well, the Trump administration is proposing it really basically because of the pressure and push and the desire of big corporations.
We're talking with U.S. Senator Gary Peters. We'll be watching that issue next week to see how that vote goes. But as I mentioned a moment ago, you were in the area not too long ago. You delivered a commencement address at Michigan Tech last weekend, but you also stopped at Marinette Marine and had a chance to look around there. And tell us a little bit about that visit.
Well, Marinette Marine makes the Littoral Combat Ship, which is a smaller combat ship that can get in closer. Very important for special operations missions, also very flexible when it comes to either anti-submarine warfare or aerial defense. It's a very versatile ship that is being built for the U.S. Navy, but it's coming to the end of its contract. There are only a few more that will be built, and then the Navy will move on to a new design for a frigate, which is a larger ship. The Marinette Marine, right there on the border with Michigan, is a producer of a variant of it. The jobs that are there are potentially at risk if the shipyard doesn't get a new contract for the frigate. And that means jobs in Michigan. About half the people who work at Marinette Marine are from Michigan. The other half are from Wisconsin. And I wanted to get there, a member of the Armed Services Committee, to see what they are doing. And I think the thing that I'm most concerned about and have been pushing here in the U.S. Senate is that we've got to make sure these shipyards have a constant flow of work. It's really about the industrial base in America, and if they don't have a constant flow of work, they are not going to employ people. They're going to have to shut down, and when you shut down an operation like a shipyard, people are obviously going to go look for work other places, and when they leave, it's pretty hard to start that shipyard up again, and that displaces the ability for American workers to be building these warships. And so my focus is to make sure we keep a strong and vibrant industrial base in America to build this. And specifically, one that is hiring Michigan workers.
Speaking with U.S. Senator Gary Peters this morning, Senator, Marinette Marine has a very good track record of building ships for the U.S. Navy and for other endeavors. It would stand to reason that they would at least have a good shot in the running of whatever the new Navy ship would be that is designed, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I was extremely impressed by the operation that I saw when I was up there. And they have it down to an incredible science. The production flows very efficiently. It is really, really something to see. The problem is that if the last littoral ship is built and then the new contract for the new frigate comes online a year or two later, the shipyard won't have anything to do in that lag time. That's what I'm concerned about. So we're looking also at perhaps building an additional littoral combat ship to round out the Navy's fleet. Certainly that would be important to basically provide a bridge in the construction schedule and the building schedule going through the Marine. They're also looking at building warships for other countries, some of our allies. So that's a possibility as well. But the key here is that even if they win the contract for the frigate, they need to keep working right up to the point that they start building the new ship so that their production lines continue to be efficient and people continue to have the jobs that they need.
That's the comments of U.S. Senator Gary Peters. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.